Thanks for rejoining our celebration. This is Led Zeppelin at 50, All Access. The band began touring even before their debut album was released on January 12th in 1969. It was pretty obvious to all who saw the show that they were witnessing something extraordinary. Songs that were longish on the album became epics live. John Paul Jones.
Yes, I don't think anybody sat down and said, this is what we should do. It's kind of happened. It probably didn't happen on record because you couldn't. You'd have just one side would be dazed and confused. And there weren't all the other outlets that there are today of putting that sort of thing out. And so, yes, you had to do a concise version for the record. I mean, some songs remained as they were, but some songs, yes, just had great scope for people who just really wanted to play.
Robert Plant.
Well, I think Jimmy had already been doing that with the Yardbirds. So the whole idea of having tangential extensions within songs was already in place. And so it was a matter of course that it would follow with us. And it also gave everybody, probably not so much me, but the other members, John and John Paul, again could make their great little rhythmic interludes, which there was a lot of ebb and flow and a lot of exchanging of ideas, and it was crucial for the interest. You've got to maintain interest. I mean, I don't think if we'd have been a band that played 3.5 minute songs, cut and dried forever, we'd have lasted about 3 or 4 years, if that, because it's too dull.
Jimmy Page.
Olympia was one of those venues that you would hear, like the Vienna State Opera House or the Albert Hall, that had a fantastic reputation to it in the artwork. There's a photograph of it, and it's got Sacha Distel, which I think absolutely wonderful. That, yeah, it'd be nice to have seen Led Zeppelin on, but it's great that it's Sacha Distel. And Johnny Hallyday, and I mean, everybody did that. It was the prestige gig, as far as I know, the Olympia. It was really wonderful to play it. You can hear that it's so enthusiastic. They're really, really, really enthusiastic, and that was good. Do I remember it? Let's put it this way. We did a lot of concerts, but I recalled it when I listened to it. You know you shook me. You shook me all.
Oh. out.
Dixon's You Shook Me Zeppelinized off the debut album, mixed into the live version off the companion disc of the deluxe Led Zeppelin box set.
I don't think we thought beyond the end of the day.
You'll find out what that's all about when Led Zeppelin at 50 All Access takes flight again in a few minutes.